97.5, The Fanatic.
8 o'clock, 97.5, The Fanatic, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. Javon Givens with you until 10. Josh Rabick producing, 610-632-0975. Ben Simmons leaves the Sixers' victory in the third quarter, 107-98 over the Wizards with a left knee injury. We don't know the extent. We will continue to look out for it. I doubt that we get it tonight, but should something break before we get out of here at 10 o'clock, we will let you know. Walked off on his own power, left the arena in his own power, but you can tell he was not walking regular and just not walking regularly. And could it be the back? Could be. Could it be something with the knee by itself? Could it be whatever it could be? Whatever it could be, let's just hope it's nothing serious for Ben Simmons and he's able to be ready, if not for Friday's game against the Magic, Sunday's game when they get back on the floor against the Portland Trailblazers. I think it's the Portland Trailblazers on Sunday. Hopefully he's ready to go for that one. 610-632-0975. Embiid, once again, phenomenal in the victory. 30 points, 11 rebounds in 32 minutes and 42 seconds. And he fouled out this game, but the first two games against Indiana and San Antonio, he was very good defensively. Good defensively in the first game, very good in general against San Antonio, but also staying out of foul trouble. And that's something you're going to need. If Ben Simmons is not going to be out there, you definitely need Embiid to be able to go for 30-plus minutes and be available on the floor, no foul trouble that causes Brett Brown to insert Al Horford. Sean gave the idea of, once again, now many people have, taking Josh Richardson out of the lineup, putting Ben Simmons back at the point guard position, and bringing Al Horford back into the starting five, with Tobias Harris moving to the three spot, Shake Milton as the other guard, the secondary ball handler to Ben Simmons. And again, I'm willing to continue to give this a try. Something doesn't seem right with Ben Simmons, and I don't know that it has to do with the movement off the ball. And one other thing that I know I hear this a lot. Do you think his defense is suffering because he's not playing point guard? That doesn't matter to me. That's a different side of the ball. Even when he was playing point guard for the Sixers, he was still guarding the wing, the best wing player out there for the opposition. So that means nothing to me when Ben Simmons is on the floor. So his defense is just suffering. I don't know why. Could it be the injury? Could be. Definitely could be. From his back. Could be, but I don't know that. Stan Van Gundy was saying on the podcast, 448, with Howard Beck, that he feels defense in general in this bubble so far has the scoring numbers have been up because not everyone is ready to really defend the way that we're accustomed to seeing them defend, and they'll probably ramp it up once the postseason really, really starts. 610-632-0975. Might be an excuse, though. Might be an excuse. These teams are giving up a lot of points. And we are giving away tonight a $50 NFL Shop gift card. And when we give that gift card away, it is to the person with the best fear that is given to us. What are you most afraid of and not afraid to share with Josh and I? It's just us two, us three, as we talk. Just us. Like me. I'm telling Josh and you that I don't like bridges. And this is based off of the barge that is used in the Schuylkill project, the dredging project that was wedged under 676, where Vaughn had to be shut down. I don't like bridges. Josh doesn't like feet. Sean, the caller, skyscraper. What did you say? Who was the person that called Josh that couldn't hang on? You said it was Ann? What did Ann...
Yeah, Ann had a really good one. So she was talking about she's afraid of like closed shower curtains.
That is weird.
Yeah, so her sister, I guess when she was younger, would mess with her or scare her or jump out and everything. So it's one of those weird childhood things that holds on.
Yeah, got it. Okay, all right, fair enough. That's a really good one too. The shower curtain because of something that you were tortured with your sister when you were younger. So anything that you are really, really afraid of, let us know, and we will qualify for you qualify you for the $50 NFL Shop gift card. Football is definitely back, we hope. And so is HBO's Hard Knocks, the award-winning series that gives fans a look at what it takes to make it in the NFL. This season, Hard Knocks will follow two teams, the Los Angeles Chargers and the Los Angeles Rams, as they prepare for the most unprecedented season in football history. Hard Knocks, Los Angeles premieres Tuesday, August 11th at 10 p.m. on HBO and stream it on HBO Max. So that's what we'll do for you guys. We'll give you that gift card right there for the best thing that you are extremely afraid of. You might be afraid of the Sixers right now because they don't look very good even with the 2-1 record. Let's go back to the phones. Reese in Upper Darby. What's up, Reese?
Hey, what's going on, Divine?
Oh, a lot, man. We're trying to figure this team out. They're back. We're happy that they're back. But back at it means we are back to being upset with certain things that they do.
Yeah, and I've been watching a lot of basketball. Just not 60 games, a lot of basketball. And, you know, I've never been a fire Brett Brown guy, but there's some things that's starting to alarm me. And it's simple X's and O's, if I could break it down for you now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hard-pressed to, you know, trying to remember a player that has actually exceeded their potential besides T.J. McConnell and Robert Covington.
Right.
You know, Zaire Smith, who we gave up Bridges for, he's on like a milk carton somewhere. Nobody knows where he's at. And I'm looking at how he's handling his Ben Simmons situation. Now, it's hard-pressed for me not to say that a guy like Siakam hasn't, you know, exceeded Ben. He's right now, today, he's a better player than Ben Simmons. And, you know, that in itself is kind of mind-boggling. But I'm looking at what he's done different with Ben putting him at the point guard position. Now, he's given – when the ball's being pushed down with in the half court with Shake Milton, Ben is getting the ball at, like, the top left of the key. And during those two scrimmage games, he kind of, you know, took off and he looked it real good. But when the coach and the real coaching started happening, you see a guy like Nate McMillan, and you've seen with Popovich also, when he gets that ball at that key, they're pushing him to his left, not giving him the lane.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Ben Simmons, we've been watching this kid for 3 years now. He finishes with his right hand no matter which way he's driving to the court. He's a left-handed shooter, but he's a right-handed finisher. So when you're pushing him left, he has to twist his body all the way around to try to, you know, to finish with his right hand. Now, if Brett Brown... Why would Brett Brown put him in that position where he has to know that a coach will want to force him to his left hand?
Right.
Why would he put him at the top left of the key? Wouldn't you, if you want to put him on the left-hand side of the court, put him in, like, the post position.
And we're talking left-hand side, and if he's going to push him, they're going to push him to the baseline. I mean, push him to the sideline.
And you got a guy like Embiid crashing down the lane. You know, that's buckets all day. But why do that? And I seen that they tried to use the pick and roll,
mm-hmm.
but Ben is not a shooter, and he's a left-handed shooter at that. So again, I have to question Brett Brown and his idea of doing this with Ben Simmons, and it's really looking like he's regressing in this position. So I mean, I don't know.
And that's what we're trying to figure out there, Reese. Because is he regressing in this position, or is he just, you know, just doing this right now? The scrimmages, though, Reese, I mean, they were playing hard. He was the best player in those first two scrimmages.
Right, but that's because the opposing coaches did not make the adjustment to push him to his left hand and not give him the middle lane. If you look at those first two games, he had that, you know, he got the ball in the post. Again, that's early new position. You know, the league catches up to you. So you got smart guys like Nate McMillan, Greg Popovich. You're like, okay, I see what you're doing here. I'm going to push him left. And here, that's why you see that right-hand baseline, that right baseline shot always open for guys like Korkmaz and, mm-hmm. and what's the other kid named? Burke.
Yes.
They're actually benefiting if they stay in that position. But again, Brett Brown, if he's considered a good coach, he would have had to see this coming, knowing that the rest of the league will want to push Ben Simmons to his left hand, getting the ball at that position, because he does not finish with his left hand. Ben Simmons is a right-handed finisher. If you look at the games, that's all
he does. A lot of times he does. Even if he's fading away and he's on the left side, he'll oftentimes
getting the ball in the left-hand post, and if they give him the baseline, then, you know, the defense is going to collapse. And you got a guy like Joel Embiid coming from the key or the foul line, crashing, and you got a wide open lane for him.
I hear you. I hear you. Listen, man, great stuff as always.
Reese, my fear.
What's your fear?
Flying. I just have a fear of flying, and it's not because of the heights, and it's not because of the takeoff and the landing. It's actually somebody else, you know, taking me to my destination. I don't even get an Uber ride.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like people.
You don't like people in control. Okay.
I like to be in control.
I got you. All right. Well, listen, we'll put you on hold for that one, because flying, that's a real one. That's definitely a real one. Reese, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Flying. And we actually got that one from Omar Scruggs, our friend Omar Scruggs on Twitter. Spiders and flying for Omar Scruggs. And right there, Reese going with the fear of flying as well. Not being in control. I've never been afraid of flying. Never been afraid of flying. I've always enjoyed it. Even as a kid, I said this a lot of times. My dad from Massachusetts, but he lived in California for much of my life. And when I started going, I was like 9. Of course, I was going 9. I went with my grandmother, go out there. And then the year later, I would start going by myself. I was cool. Had my little candy, my little sports magazines, right? Sports Illustrated, Sport Magazine, anything that I can get my hands on. I would take that stuff on the plane, get my little candy, the gummy bears, and my Walkman, so I can listen to whatever music I want to listen to on the plane. The flight attendants, when you're a kid like that, when I was flying back then, they assign a flight attendant for you, basically, to check on you, to make sure you get in, you get that pre-boarding, you sit in your seat and all that stuff. It was fantastic. I was never afraid of flying. Don't like bridges, though. Don't like bridges. Outside of my family, I don't like the bridges. I don't like, I'll give this one too. I hope I'm not taking this from anybody, but it doesn't matter. You just say your piece and we'll go from there. I don't like, I've never been on a cruise. I've been asked to go on a cruise for years. And I'm like, no.
And so what's the fear of the cruise, though?
The water. Maybe like what Reese said, it's just all of that water that, again, I can swim. That's a different level of swim. If something were to happen while we were out in the middle of the water like that.
Yeah, you can swim. You can't swim 3,000 miles.
Nah. So I've never done the cruise. And everybody's like, oh, you can't even feel it. Oh, no. It's not even about feeling it. I know where I am. I don't care what you tell me. I don't care what kind of motion sickness pill you try to give me and tell me all those things. No.
So when everyone's watching Titanic and they're getting all caught up in the love story, there's Devon sinking in his chair.
I'm
like,
sitting there like shaking my head. I wouldn't have been on that one. 610-632-0975. Let's check in with our friend Lee in Delaware. What's happening, Lee?
Yo, what's going on, Devon? How you doing,
buddy? I'm all right, man. What's up with you?
Oh, man, my man Ben, man. That's a little scary.
I'm trying to be positive now, about it, Lee.
Yeah. Hey, I don't want to derail my point, but the last caller, I don't know, man. I feel like Ben has gotten his shot off pretty well in these first three games, minus the Spurs with the foul trouble situation. But in the two games where he's had a decent, amount of minutes and showing, he's gotten a shot off in the paint with that, he does shoot that sweeping right hook or fall away layup, whatever you want to call it, but he's always shot that, whether he's been at the elbow or handling the ball and attacking off the dribble. That's just in his game.
It's always but weird.
It's
unorthodox in all of it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think anything that the coaches defensively have done to really, slow him down and being able to get a shot off. It just ain't falling, unlike in the preseason. It was falling often for him, that shot.
Yeah.
But my real point was, I don't want to say this is a silver lining. That's too much, right? That's too much to say there is a silver lining if Ben is really hurt. But I would say, the opportunity that Brett has now to really allow shape, right? and to also fall into more of a conventional style offense, because that's obviously been Brett's biggest issue is he don't know how to handle this Maserati. He need a you know, some regular old automatic Nissan or something. You know what I mean? And this is what he has, man. He has a traditional kind of combo guard with ability. Now let's see what he does. He's always, you know, he's always kind of throwing jabs on how he would like to be able to run more pick and roll, but he doesn't have quite the personnel to play that way. Well, here you go, Brett. And I know you're comfortable with Shake doing it, because last against the Spurs, you ran pick and roll down a stretch with Shake it multiple times with Ben, with Joe, that high screen and roll, you know, that high screen game. Here's your chance. So if Ben's not playing starting some, you know, 2 days from now, I want to see Brett allow this kid to have a little bit of a green light. Like, you know, it don't got to be, you know, Donovan Mitchell level, but he should be allowed to have a little bit of green light. I would love to see them run a high screen and roll at the top of the key and allow Shake to come off of that and hit a three ball. Like, I don't think I've seen that more than five times this whole year with the Sixers team. And I would love to see that. I would love to see him allow a guard to attack a defense. And I do think Shake has the ability, man. Dude is confident, Devine.
He is.
I don't know if you saw that little drop step, little fade. It ain't even a fade. It's down in that bottom baseline he hit over, I think it was Ish Smith, might have been guarding him. But he sized him up. He knew Ish Smith was too small. And the way he just did that little half spin and just pulled up on him real strong, like, he's made that shot countless amount of times. That's an NBA shot. That's a pro scorer shot. And I want to see him, see Brett unleash that. Like, unleash it. Let the kid go, man. We ain't winning no championships this year. Let him go. The biggest thing that we can gain
let him go.
From this season is let's see what this boy is like, man.
Yeah,
let
but
him
that,
go.
But that championship is contingent on Brett Brown keeping his job. So,
that's true.
So Brett's like, dump it to the big fella, and that's all I want to see. Let's not get carried away. You know what I'm saying?
You're right. I didn't think about Brett's livelihood.
Yeah, exactly.
But from a fan's perspective, put him in the seats on the floor 35 minutes, and let's go.
Let's go. And Brett would be like, let's go. Pack it up. Got to go. Yeah. See you guys on TV. What you got for us on the fear?
Yeah, so my fear, I don't know, for those people out there that work in, like, warehouses, there's a thing called a beller. The beller crushes the cardboard. It's big, it's loud, it's ugly, it's scary noise-wise. It's not so much a fear of using it, but every time I use that thing, in my mind, I think of, like, what's the worst thing that can happen if this thing malfunctions?
Again, I said this is not for us Final Destination, but stuff like that makes you think about Final Destination and what happens.
Like being decapitated,
right.
The machine malfunctions.
Exactly.
Piece comes off.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
like,
my
that's
goodness.
My fear.
Yeah, hey, I hear you, man. Listen, thanks for the call. Hang on, man.
All right, boy.
We'll put you on hold and qualify you for that one, Lee. Those big machines in the warehouses where they crush things. Like, you know how you see the cars, right, when they crush those cars? I remember, what was I watching? Oh, The Italian Job. And remember when they got Ed Norton at the end and the guy from, I can't remember his name, but he was like from Home Alone, whatever. And he was one of the bad guys. I know the guy. I know the character actor. And he, Mark Wahlberg and crew worked something out. They gave him the money. Ed Norton, they took him away. He was like, please don't kill me or whatever it is. I'll pay you whatever. He said, I'm not going to kill you. We're going to take you to my shop. And his shop outside, he crushed cars. If you remember watching that, he crushed cars. He crushed cars. So you knew what that was like. Oh, no. No. And look, we're trying to make light of everything with 676 with the barge being wedged underneath the bridge, and hopefully everything is okay and they get that situated. And that's because I just have a fear of bridges. I don't like riding on bridges. I don't like driving on them. I don't like being a passenger on them. If I prefer to be in the far left lane closest to the barrier, right, versus being on the right side in the slow lane closer to the outside of the bridge where... Unfortunately, I always had this fear like stuff would start cracking behind me like in the movies. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's just me. My bad. 610-632-0975. I have one on the text board as well. G has said on the text board, a good one. those grates on the sidewalks with the curbs, those grates, those, you know, the ones with the holes in them where you walk and you're like, you tell your kid, don't walk on that. Do not walk on that. Yeah, that's fearful because you're just like, oh, what's going on down there?
That's a really strong one, too, because think about, for me, the 1990 version of It, Stephen King's It. I mean, you have from, like, the storm drain, Pennywise comes up from that thing, rips off the kid's arm, and that stuff stays with you.
Man, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I walk past, and I'm like, there's probably somebody living down there.
See? Right? Uh-huh. Right? Yep. Especially the ones where, you know, they open up. The on the sidewalk with, by the stores and stuff. What are those? But you see those, and you, like the corner stores, the convenience stores around the way, and they have the steps and they can go down and all that. But then you're like, also, don't walk on those. Do not walk on those either.
Well, exactly. And I mean, so we played a lot of street hockey, and we'd lose like the hockey balls down the storm drain, and then you have to you take the duct tape to the butt end and you try and stick it down there. I was like, nope.
Okay, storm drain. Nope. Okay, just like It.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Go
nope.
for it.
No, thank
Pennywise.
You.
Pennywise. Go ahead. 610-632-0975. Listen, we want to give everybody their time. Big Mick, Mar, Derek, B, what's going on? We see you. Two open phone lines. We've been getting some really, really good calls so far. Tough one with Simmons. We hope he's all right. Left the game in the third quarter with a left knee injury. Walked off on his own power. Left the arena on his own power as well. We don't know the extent of the injury, so we're not going to speculate. We hope it's not anything serious. Could it be something with his back? That's speculating, of course, but that's the last injury he had. We just hope that he's all right and it doesn't affect his playing on the court and, of course, with the team, because if he's not available when the postseason gets underway later on in a couple of weeks, this team cannot go anywhere. I know he has not been playing well, but you still need him out on the floor. Embiid has been tremendous. Simmons is a big part of their success. They need him to be out there in order to win. So we're taking your phone calls on that, the win, Embiid's performance. Anybody else that you want to talk about within the game? 107-98 victory, 2-1 now inside the bubble in these three games, the seeding games, five games left. Orlando Magic on Friday, 6:30 right here on the Fanatic. And we are, in fact, giving away a $50 NFL Shop gift card to the best thing that you are afraid of. I am afraid of bridges. Josh of feet. What is yours? 610-632-0975. Devon Givens. We have Bubble Watch up coming right here on the Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic, Devon Givens with you. 8:30 here on this Wednesday night. We are in the post following Sixers victory over the Washington Wizards, 107-98. Josh Rabick producing the show. 610-632-0975. Ben Simmons left the game in the third quarter with a left knee injury. We're discussing that. Awaiting word on it. Probably won't get anything until tomorrow, but we're, again, keeping our eye on anything that comes of it to get the latest on the 76ers. Look at my email real quick from the Sixers. Nothing there, so nothing as of yet. Hopefully we get something soon, and when we do, we hope that there is, in fact, good news. Mick, Mar, Derek, Melvin, Brian, one open phone line, 610-632-0975. We do this every night, just doing this and trying to make sure we do this every night. And we go inside the NBA bubble and let you know what the latest is, good and bad, of the NBA bubble. So, guys, we're going to do this for about 5 minutes. Take your phone calls, get your thoughts on the things inside the bubble now as well. Yes. We go to Orlando inside the bubble. So, Josh Rabick is here. Guys, look, I'm looking on Twitter, and they give all these things, right? They have all the activities that's going on. Zion Williamson, who looks big, like usual, but maybe even a little bigger, is out there on the golf course. He takes a swing, trying to drive something. And when he speaks into the camera afterwards, there's nothing left on the bottom of the golf club. He broke the golf club. How does he do that, Josh?
It's being that massive human being. Yeah, and we saw what he did to sneakers. I mean, thankfully last time,
you know. Yeah, but they're on his feet. That thing is on the ground, hitting the ball.
I'm 180 pounds,
you know,
and I break golf clubs.
Okay.
So I'm imagining a dude that big with horrible form. Yeah, he's breaking something.
That thing flew right off.
I would just be terrified if he has a hissy fit on the golf course, which people are known to have. With that size, he's going to break a lot more golf
clubs. Start breaking it. Yeah. Again, he hit the ball, and it broke. Crazy.
Hey, at least he hit the ball. The small victories.
Yeah, I hear you. So a lot of the talk from inside the bubble, J.J. Redick doing a podcast, says in the podcast that he took, quote, the bag from the Sixers, and everybody can't stand him now. I hear Andrew Sauchunas coming at me on Twitter when I was filling in for Anthony, called him a rat. Tyrone and Mike talking about it earlier. Ty can't stand it when he said that openly he took the bag. And I text Ty, I'm like, Ty, and anybody else that's listening, Andrew, who reached out to me on Twitter, didn't we know that?
The Sixers were bad.
Win team. He took the money. No crap.
You know what the problem is? Everyone remembers him from his Duke days when he's kind of that typical, like, Duke whiny player, complains to the officials. Everyone remembers that. And you kind of go back to him, makes that comment. You go away from the improved work ethic, the tattoos. You go back to the Duke days now.
Yeah. And he played for you, so you liked him. We knew he took that money. They gave him a 2-year deal a 1-year deal with money that a 20 plus balloon payment that he's not supposed to get. Of course he took the money. They brought him in here to be a leader for a young team, maybe take that next step. We didn't see a 16-game winning streak coming in the 3 seed. Neither did he.
I didn't know this was the biggest secret in sports. When your team's bad and you want to get a good player or a player of relevance, get ready for this. You need money.
And they overpaid for shooting. He said, okay, I'll take it in a starting spot, because if you remember, Houston offered him 2 years with some good money, but they wanted him coming off the bench. He said, no thanks. Why else did he come here? The money and a starting opportunity. That was not a surprise, people. Come on, Blazers. After the game last night, 1 o'clock in the morning, they get 520 pounds of ice delivered to them for their 1 a.m. cold tubs ice baths. Gotta tell you, I never liked the ice bath. I barely like sticking my feet in there, let alone my entire body.
It's a love-hate relationship. And I mean, it's completely like the Kevin Hart YouTube series.
Yep.
It's exactly like that. The recovery's phenomenal. You feel great from it, but man, getting in there, it's a rough go.
And that's a lot of ice. That's a lot of ice.
Big men.
I know. 520 pounds of ice when you see them driving that cart. That's a lot of ice. A lot of ice. Utah, 124-115 over the Memphis Grizzlies. They lose again. They're now 0-4, the Grizzlies. They lost Jaren Jackson Jr. to the meniscus tear. He's out for the remainder of the season. Tough blow for them. Now that means in the standings, the Memphis Grizzlies are only one full game up on the Portland Trailblazers, the San Antonio Spurs 2 games, and the Pelicans 2 games, the Phoenix Suns 2.5 games up on the Memphis Grizzlies up on the Phoenix Suns. They're in trouble. They're in trouble. It's not looking good for them if they cannot try to muster up some of these wins here. Not very good. Not very good.
And a lot of people's sexy picks to come up there are right there on their heels. Sneaking like the ones on to sneak
them.
In, yeah.
Sneaking up on them, definitely. Denver, 132-126 over the Spurs. Denver remains in that 3 spot ahead of the Jazz. 2 games up. Only half a game, though, behind the Clippers, who lost to the Suns yesterday. 3-0 inside the bubble. Just trying to tell you.
But let's be real. It doesn't matter where the Clips are. Come on. You know it, Devon.
I'll wear my son's hat tomorrow. The Denver Nuggets in that win, they got another 30 from Michael Porter Jr. playing well. He had 37 the other day. Now 30 in this particular one. Denver, they're looking good. Michael Porter Jr. looking very good. And finally, as we close down this portion of the show, of course, the bubble watch. No NBA player from the NBA, their press release, has tested positive for coronavirus out of 343 tested at the Orlando campus since last results were announced on July 29th.
Victory!
Yes, we give them a golf clap because they are doing it right inside that bubble. The NHL, the same thing. It's working. Let's hope it keeps going, sustained, because remember, folks, after the first round of the playoffs, teams are now leaving. After the end of the regular season, the 8 seeding games, teams are leaving. They will allow family members to come in for the start of the second round at the end of the first round. So far, so good. And I'm sure that even then, they'll make sure that they handle the testing properly when the new people start to come in from the outside to join their family members inside the bubble. So nice work from the NBA. Once again, 0 positive tests for coronavirus out of 343 tested at the campus since last results were announced on July 29th. 610-632-0975. That was Bubble Watch. We're giving away a $50 NFL Shop gift card to the best fear that you have. Best fear that you have, because I am afraid of bridges. Don't like bridges. This is, of course, because the barge was that's used in the Schuylkill River dredging project being wedged under 676. Vine is shut down earlier. I don't like bridges. I just don't. That's my thing. So we're asking you what yours is. Josh said he does not like feet. Feet. All right, I got a good one, too. I got another good one before we get to Mick. I got a good one from, again, G, my people on a text board. G explained how one time walking down the street late at night. This is funny. I was like, seriously? You know how you go to the store and instead of getting the little plastic bag from the convenience store, a Rite Aid or CVS, whatever it might be. The white shopping bag, right? The little handheld shopping bag. In the city, in the neighborhoods, they have the black ones. Said that one time walking down the street with another group of friends, late at night, really dark, one of those black shopping bags was blowing from the wind across the street. So when it's dark, the lighting is kind of bad. They were afraid that it was like, you know how possums and all these things are now running around, that the black shopping bag was the now fear. That's a running joke because they were deathly afraid of the black shopping bag being blown across the street. When you had that, you know how you have the quick turn, you're like, oh, the black shopping bag.
Your heart skips a beat when that stuff happens. When you think there's a wild critter around.
Right.
Oh, yeah. We know that feeling.
Yeah. I'm not. I told you. Leaving here. Remember? Watch out for that fox that I see roaming around in the Ballard parking lots up here. That's real. We see possums and stuff running around, the raccoons and all now. But apparently, G, with the black shopping bag that blowing across the street, that you're like, hey.
Listen, wait a second. Anything with rabies.
Like that black shopping bag. 610-632-0975.
Well, actually, a side fear of mine is the raccoons, because when I lived in Florida for a little bit, the raccoons there, these raccoons would dive into the dumpsters. And I would be walking my dog late at night. All of a sudden, I see these eyes just pop out from the darkness. And I'm talking about like 45-pound raccoons. Like, these things are borderline dogs.
They just stare at you?
Yeah, they stared at me, and I was like, all right. I grabbed my dog. I was like, all right, Wubby, we're out. We need to turn around. We're out of here.
We're out. Yeah, I'm not dealing with that. I saw a possum on like the step when I was coming out the door early in the morning one day. It was still dark out, and it was like, whoa, wait a second.
And they have like a little bit of that rat tail as well, yeah. So that makes them even grosser.
It's like that if you ever watched the Martin episode with that it thing that they fought when they were on the island. He and Pam fought the that ain't no damn dog. No, that ain't no damn puppy. That's what it is from Martin. Martin fans, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, that was classic. 610-632-0975. We're taking your Sixers thoughts. We're in the post. Flyers tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Puck drop here on the Fanatic, taking on the Washington Capitals, the second game of the round robin. Hopefully they get another win and move up in the standings. Josh, give us the standings quickly before we get to the phones with how this one works here. Not the standings, how this works with the round robin. Should they pick up another win tomorrow, they can move up in the standings. And the top, they can't fall any further than 4, but they can move up as high as 1. This one moves them closer because of the loss today that the Bruins suffered.
Exactly. So the Bruins now are 0-2. They've lost 2 games in regulation to the Flyers and then the Lightning. And now you have the Capitals who lost in overtime. So if the Flyers are able to beat the Caps tomorrow, the Caps can't possibly have 2 wins. So now automatically, you're looking at the 2 seed or possibly the 1 seed, which if they win tomorrow, they're playing Tampa for the potential 1 seed then on Saturday.
That would be great. That would be great. That would set up a great weekend. Sixers on Friday, Saturday the Flyers, Sunday Sixers, Phillies we hope are mixed in there where they're all good. Great weekend of sports.
And you know what? The Union's been playing well, so let the good times roll.
Union tonight, right? Union tonight, absolutely. 610-632-0975, and give us your fear for your chance at a $50 NFL shop gift card. All right, we talked enough. Let's go to Mick in South Philly. Big Mick, what's up?
Yo, what's up, Devine? Long time no hear from, bro.
Long time, man. I've been all right. How about you?
Yeah. All right. Hey, yo, first of all, one thing. He talking about the raccoon, man. And up in the hoods, man, they walk around like regular dogs up in here, man.
See,
like,
yeah,
that's normal now to us. We see them all the time.
Yeah, so but, again, being in the hood, you can understand when I was sharing the whole
bag.
Yeah, the bag, yeah, right.
No, but with the Sixers, man, I figured it out, bro. It's the energy, bro. They live off. No, I never thought I'd see a team that leave off a crowd, bro. That's the first time I've ever seen it. That's why it looks so dead. Like, they don't got no energy. They don't have nothing. That's the problem with the team. Ain't the players. It's the energy.
So it's just like when they would be on the road for any typical road game. That 10-24 record is showing itself right here inside the bubble.
That's what it is. It's the energy. Like when Brett Brown, he got to learn how to find an energy guy. We got one. Propel. He's an energy guy. You got to put him in that game sometimes. When other teams go small, you can put 4 guards in there or forward and put Propel. Say all your job is to watch the boards, block them shots. That's all you do.
So you have Norvell Pell in for a couple of minutes.
How the Sixers used to do it back in the day when they used to have Theo Radcliffe. Remember how the Theo, when they used to say, you know what, E.R. Bickman, we going small, he just going to defend that court. That's how you got to do it sometimes.
I don't know that he trusts him enough, to be honest with you. Of course, he loves going vet first. He goes vet first, and then he goes with that specialty player in the moment. But I guess right now, he just hasn't found that moment in these 3 games. Plus, in this spot too, Mick, he's trying to find that rotation, and he doesn't want to mess around with somebody like Pell when he needs to get Horford on the floor and those other wings to make sure that they're out there.
That's the problem right there, Al Horford and him. See, you got to get somebody that's more athletic that we need. Because, you know, all the teams been playing. They bench come out with athletic dudes, some young guys that's running up the court. That's what we need right now. We don't have that. Soon Embiid go down, he the energy. Soon he go off the court, you know, everything go down the drain. Everything go down.
Yeah, like, well, you know what, man? And it's funny you say that. It's great to have that energy from the bench with Pell. Matisse Thybulle brings it as well from time to time when he gets those steals. And, of course, with the crowd behind them, as you mentioned. But they need to do that with their first 5. They need to get that. Exactly. They need to drum up that energy themselves on the floor and go out there and simply play basketball, man. The team that we thought they were going to be when things got underway at the start of the season and giving them that second chance here going into this playoffs inside this bubble where we thought maybe, just maybe, they can muster up this energy you're talking about and make this run. Exactly. Stop relying on those other guys. Get it done first, and then they come in and provide more energy, and now you make that run.
It seems like they're all nonchalant, like, oh, we're just waiting for the playoffs. Like,
You're not good enough for that.
That's what I say, you're not good enough for that. Like, how y'all, it seems like y'all is waiting for the playoffs. Like, what are y'all waiting for the playoffs for? Y'all got to get better now.
Yeah, can't do that.
Ben Simmons situation, I think he's been hurt. I think he's been trying to display on it. Because if you watch some of the games,
so
like,
you think it's the back?
Fast, Yeah, I think he ain't fast like he was, because you notice he don't ever get in foul trouble like that. He couldn't even slide yesterday to move over. You notice he was looking slower.
Yeah,
like he couldn't really couldn't get into that position. You know, Ben will never get on fouls like that. He only get like two or three a game. That's it. That's no more than two sometimes.
True.
So you notice he was running up the court like he wasn't going at that speed he usually go. He was laboring something. He'd been hurt. I think he'd been hurt. I think they pushed him a little too hard during that them pre-games they
those
had. That's when I think he got hurt in the scrimmage. And then I think he was, like, trying to not do it for the team. Because Ben, he'll play for the team. You could tell he one of them dudes that play for the team. And he was trying to give it what he got. But it was just nagging too much. He couldn't go no more.
Okay, yeah. I mean, listen, man, it's a good point. Thanks for that one. Mick, give us a fear of yours. See if you qualify for the NFL shot.
Listen, my fear is people with bad fingernails, man. Oh, my God. Listen, when I go to places, I got to check people's hands and making sure that their fingernails is clean. Everything.
Yeah.
My wife go crazy. Like, why you gotta be embarrassing? I can't even go to certain family member houses. If I know they cooking food, I'm like, oh my God, I can't go there. I can't eat this. Anybody thinking of anywhere I go, that's why, man, that's the fear. It's like people's fingernails. It's like, I only like touching people's hands if they got the crazy looking hands, fingernails. Like the stuff on people's hands is
No, listen, it's a nasty thing when you see it, man. Mick, great call, man. Hang on, we'll qualify you
for that
$50 NFL shop gift card. Dirty fingernails. Awful. Terrible. That's nasty. Clean your fingernails, people. And I know a lot of people thought I was joking when we talked about the players inside the bubble, since they're going to be enclosed in this bubble, that they're going to have the manicures and the pedicures, the massages and all that. And we were asking who gets manicures, who gets pedicures, you know, as men. And I said, listen, I've done it plenty of times. Go with my daughters all the time. And I like it, right? And I like it. Clean your fingernails. Clean them. Yes, it's nasty. Now, I don't know what Mick was saying about Ben Simmons being hurt. Played through it. Didn't play much in that third scrimmage. I hope he wasn't trying to play through an injury in meaningless scrimmage games. He has not looked himself. We've said this. We're all going to speculate what it could be. I just hope he's all right. 610-632-0975. Jamar in Willingboro on the Fanatic Next. What's up, Mar?
Hey, what's going on, Devon?
How you doing, man?
All right, it's been a long time since I called you, man.
I know, man.
I checked out.
Hey, man, sports was away for a while. So, hey, I understand.
I know. I had to step away for a minute. Look, do you remember last year I was talking to you about T.J. Warren?
Yes.
He was one of the dudes. I remember I was saying, what people don't realize, because Devin Booker is featured out there, T.J. Warren always could score.
From NC State, man. All the way back to NC State.
He always could score. And I was saying, basically, it was basically a cheaper way to have Tobias. You know what I mean? You would have got, like, nothing against Tobias, but basically he got, like, a fraction of the salary that Tobias has.
Yes,
but
like 80 million anywhere. Or something. 60 or 80 million, somewhere around there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's smaller, of course, but, you know, for that same type of game. But just as far as Ben, I'm going to say something about Ben and about Brett. With Ben, he went out there trying to get big like Karl Malone. That's what the problem is. He should have stayed lean like a cat. That's what made him fast. He was a big guy that was fast on his feet. What are you getting all bulked up for? There's nobody in the NBA playing in a post like that. It's no purpose for that. Put it like this.
I guess when he goes to the basket as often as he does, he does it so often that he wanted to make sure that he was at least bulked up to absorb those hits and still get his shot off.
But that's what I'm saying. He don't even go to the line like that. I mean, I would rather have Ben Simmons at an optimal. He's not even Ben Simmons no more. He bulked up to what? I mean, I don't know what he's become now. Like in his second phase of the season, he was doing a great job as a defensive player all year. If that was who he was, then that's who he was at that point. And they could have ran a three guard lineup with him, Shake, and Richardson, and still had the same type of team where he was bringing up the ball. Or they could have just switched up the ball responsibilities throughout the game. But as far as Brett, my problem with Brett has always been he don't really feature his players. And what I mean by that, you can have a guy like Joel that gets 30 shots, 25 shots, another guy like Tobias, but I never know schematically where those shots are coming from. Like, as a fan, when I'm watching a game, when I'm watching great teams, I know what they're about to do with their player, like how they isolate them,
Yes.
How they run their offense, how they swing cut. I know that the play is running for a certain guy. Like, our guys, basically, they just get up shots. You understand what I'm saying, Devon?
Yeah, for Embiid, I know where his stuff is coming from. Sometimes I can kind of predict where Tobias' shots are going to come from. The rest of them, you're right, it is kind of all over the place, if you will, with what they do. And Simmons, you know, he's a wild card because of how he scores. And we know it's more so in the paint because of his driving ability and his transition buckets and all that. But, yeah, it's that's why a lot of people are really focused on Brett Brown right now. And we know that if they don't make a deep run, Mar, that we know it's lights out for him.
It got to be over. Because put it like this, Ben is an opportunistic scorer. He's not really a scorer. He's a guy that's going to get you points. But you don't have to really run plays for him. He just takes advantage of, like, whatever moment that it is.
Yeah.
But as far as Brett Brown, I said even this before, if you look at any of the above 500 coaches, I wonder where his record is against those people. And he struggles against those guys. Like, he wins a lot of games because the Sixers have more talent. They out-talent a lot of teams. And that's how they get their wins. Once they get to those top three, top four guys, man, those coaches eat his lunch every time.
Yeah,
every time he eats the Sixers lunch.
Mar, we will see, man. Hopefully he's not injured bad with that knee, man. We'll talk to you.
Definitely.
You
definitely
got it.
Thanks.
All right, man. Appreciate it, Mar. 610-632-0975. Brian on the other side. Shannon, Melvin, Derek, we'll get to you guys as well. 25 minutes commercial free. We'll take your phone calls on the Sixers. And, of course, get your fear for this $50 NFL Shop gift card opportunity. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until 10 right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.